Israel's cabinet is due to meet later today to approve a ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas in Gaza. The agreement has raised hopes of an end to 15 months of war. An initial six-week truce is expected to begin this weekend. Despite the agreement, the fighting is continuing in the region, with further Israeli airstrikes hitting locations in Gaza overnight. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell.
Due to come into force on Sunday, the three-phase deal announced yesterday between Israel and Hamas is the first chance of peace in a conflict that has left tens of thousands dead and millions displaced as Gaza battles an unprecedented humanitarian crisis. Welcomed by regional and international leaders, the complex accord outlines a six-week initial ceasefire phase and includes the gradual withdrawal of Israeli forces from the Gaza Strip and the release of hostages taken by Hamas in exchange for Palestinian prisoners held by Israel.
Sailings into and out of Holyhead Port in North Wales have resumed this morning after a temporary closure due to damage caused by Storm Dara last month. One of the two ferry berths that were damaged has reopened. However, Holyhead Port has insisted that it will still be able to operate at full volume by altering its schedule. From Holyhead, our London correspondent Tommy Meskell.
It was the nightmare before Christmas for haulage companies and ferry passengers. For over a month, Holyhead was closed, but in the early hours of this morning, sailings into and out of the port resumed. Among those arriving into Holyhead was the president of the Irish Road Haulage Association, Ger Hyland, who welcomed the reopening. He said it would alleviate a major problem for hauliers. Businesses in North Wales are also relieved after many saw a significant drop in earnings as a result of the closure over Christmas. A task force is to be set up between the Irish and Welsh governments to try to ensure such a situation doesn't happen again. Tommy Meskell, RTE News, Holyhead.
The draft programme for government will be debated by members of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael over the coming days. Fine Gael will hold five meetings across the country, beginning in Dublin tomorrow. A Fianna Fáil Ardhéis will be held in the capital on Sunday to ratify the document that will pave the way for the election of Micheál Martin as Taoiseach in the Dáil next Wednesday. US President Joe Biden has used his farewell address to warn Americans against a dangerous concentration of power in the hands of a few rich people. In his address, which brought a decades-long career in politics to an end, Mr. Biden urged Americans to stand guard against threats from oligarchs, disinformation and AI in a future under Donald Trump. Mr. Biden also criticized social media firms.
Americans are being buried under an avalanche of misinformation and disinformation enabling the abuse of power. The free press is crumbling. Editors are disappearing. Social media is giving up on fact-checking. The truth is smothered by lies told for power and for profit.
The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has arrived in Kyiv this morning to sign a security and trade pact with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Mr. Starmer's visit comes just days ahead of the inauguration of Donald Trump, who has pushed for swift talks to end the war in Ukraine. Three people have been arrested in connection with a serious assault in Monaghan town. The incident took place in the Park Road area of the town on Tuesday night. A man in his 40s who was injured in the assault is being treated at Beaumont Hospital in Dublin, where his condition is described as critical. New research for Wind Energy Ireland shows that wind and solar farms has saved Irish consumers a total of €840 million since the year 2000. The study suggests that €640 million every year could be saved on electricity bills if the national target of 80% renewable electricity is achieved by 2030. Our environment correspondent George Lee.
This report shows that during the two decades up until 2020, the cumulative cost of developing Ireland's wind energy industry worked out at about €155 for every person in the country. That was money spent on government subsidies for wind farm development and operation, as well as very substantial network systems and balancing costs related to the associated development and operation of the national electricity grid. The analysis shows, however, that all that investment paid off big time for consumers over the past 4 years as energy prices spiralled, with savings averaging €320 per person on electricity since 2019. If Ireland achieves the national target of 80% renewable electricity by 2030, overall electricity bills could be reduced further, saving consumers as much as €610 million more per year, according to today's report.
And now the weather.